Blog Talk Radio.
You got several bars. I can't get them all. That's not working. You cut it down.
Good evening, Auntie Bet.
Good evening, how y'all doing?
Good. Just you and I and Mom right now, so we're waiting on the other callers.
Okay. Well, how you feeling, Angela?
I'm feeling good. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. All right. I wish you a speedy recovery, darling.
Thank you. Okay, we have Auntie Dot.
Yes.
And Sister Shirley?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Okay, we were waiting on Loretta, guys.
Okay.
Good evening, Auntie Carrie.
Good evening, yes.
Good evening. Good evening.
Okay. We'll give Loretta them a couple more minutes. If they don't come on, we're going to go on and start it with the call.
Okay.
Is that you, Daniel?
Yes, ma'am.
Good evening. Okay.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. So, guys, I'm going to go ahead and start the call. Someone just joined. Oh, there they are. Good evening.
Good evening.
Loretta?
Good evening.
Hi. All righty, let me go ahead and do a roll call. We have Auntie Betty, Auntie Dot, Sister Shirley, Mom, Auntie Carrie, Daniel, Hubert, and Loretta, and myself, Angela. Did I miss anyone?
Amen.
Man, amen.
Angela, since I'm late calling in, do you want me to go ahead and pick up in numbers?
No, let's go on with the call, please.
Okay. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to the Nellen Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. And Angela will come to us to bless the prayer line, so if everyone would bow their head, please.
Father God, prepare our minds. O God of truth, prepare our minds to hear and heed your holy word. Fill every heart that longs for you with your mysterious presence. Lord Almighty, Father, with your Son and Blessed Spirit, hear our prayers, teach us to love eternal truth, and see its freedom everywhere. Amen.
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 All righty, well, let's get started. We'd like to start off with Auntie Dot. Auntie Dot?
Uh-huh.
Would you like to share anything?
Yeah, I'm going to read the 23rd Psalm.
Where?
The Lord is my shepherd.
Okay.
23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff shall comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Next we have Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm coming from Psalm 100. And make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, that he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep, of his pasture. In unto his gate with thanksgiving, and unto his court with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Next, we have Sister Shirley.
Yes, I'm coming from Romans, the 5th chapter. Faith triumphs in trouble. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. Now, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Holy Spirit.
Amen. God. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley. Next we have Mom.
I'm also coming out of Romans 5, 1 through 11. It says something for nothing. The nothing of pulling oneself up by the bootstrap is a recurring theme in American culture. It assumes that individual can, by hard work and sheer force of will, lift themselves out of unnumbered lifestyle and depression, economic circumstance. Regardless of our comfort level with the bootstrap theory, there is one area of life in which it can never apply. That is the spiritual realm. Paul reminds us that while we were yet without the moral and spiritual strength to live in a right relationship with God, God dispatched Jesus to redeem our souls. Jesus, the Alpha and Omega, was one who knew no sin. He took our sin to the cross that we might find pardon and eternal salvation with God. Paul lumped all of humanity into that one category. All of us are sinners who can only rejoice that God freely gave us salvation, the gift of life in Jesus Christ. We cannot earn salvation by good work or by hard work. We cannot lift ourselves into the kingdom of God by our bootstraps. We can only reach out and receive God's free gift. As we do, we should say thank you by living lives that are totally submitted to God and empowered by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Next we have Auntie Carrie.
Yes, I will read Psalm 145. I will exalt thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day I will bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and forever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy work to another, and declare their mighty acts. I will speak of their glorious honor, of their majesty, and their wonderful work. And men shall speak of their mighty, of their terrible acts, and I will declare their greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of great goodness, and shall sing their righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercy are all of his word. All thy work shall praise thee, O Lord, and the saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of thy glory, of thy kingdom, and talk of thy power, to make known to the Son of Man mighty acts, the glorious majesty of the kingdom. The kingdom is the everlasting kingdom, and that dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all that fall and raises up all that are bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou shalt give thy meat unto in due season. Thou open thy hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteousness in all his ways, and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto them that call upon him, to call upon him in truth. He is full and desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserves all that love him, but the wicked shall be destroyed. My mouth shall speak the praises of the Lord, and let the flesh bless his holy name forever and forever. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Next we have Daniel.
I'd like to say hello to everyone. I'm just participating as a listener tonight. Amen.
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 Okay. All righty. Next we have Hubert.
Yes, I'll be coming to you from out of the book of Isaiah 45. This is what the Lord said to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I take hold of, to subdue nations before him and to strip kings of their armor, to open doors before him so that gate will not be shut. I will go before you and will level the mountain. I will break down the gates of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. I will give you the treasure of darkness, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who summoned you by name. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Isaiah Huber. Next we have Loretta.
Okay, I will also come out of Romans, and I'm looking at Romans 8, and it goes on to say, so there is now no condemnation awaiting those who belong to Christ Jesus. For the power of the life-giving Spirit, and this power is mine through Christ Jesus, has freed me from the vicious circle of sin and death. We aren't saved from sin, grasped by knowing the commandment of God, because we can't and don't keep them. But God put into effect a different plan to save us. He sent his own Son in a human body like ours, except that ours are sinful, and destroyed sin controlled over us by giving himself as a sacrifice for our sins. So now we can obey God's law if we follow after the Holy Spirit and no longer obey the old evil nature in us. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Lord. I will go next. We are living in the age of information. With the touch of a button, a stroke of a key, and the click of a mouse, we can have an entire encyclopedia of information available to us. We can find out just about anything, or so we think. Though we may have megabytes and gigabytes of information at our fingertips, we still have yet to master one source of information, the ways of God. In Isaiah 55, 8 through 9, he declares, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways," declares the Lord. "As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." The computer age has yielded an unimaginable wealth of information, yet human knowledge still remains finite. The infinite knowledge of the Most High God transcends far beyond it. Yet, repeatedly in Scripture, the Lord invites us to partake of the unfathomable riches of his knowledge and wisdom, to begin to know his mind and heart. To do so, we only need to go as far as his word. Life can be found in the word of God. He invites us to consume it. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Not only is it free, it is a delicacy. Listen, listen to me and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richness of fare. The word is full of promise to all who are faithful to it. It is so all-encompassing, so powerful, that it comes with a guarantee. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread. For the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Amen.
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 All righty. Loretta?
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the love that you show us daily, especially for Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, Sister Angela, Uncle Dave, Uncle Champ, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, Uncle Oliver, Sister Shirley and family, the Allen family, the Verner family, the Hurd family, the Lowe's family, the Williams family, the Simmons family, Lenny and family, Ronnie McClure, the Johnson family, Marilyn and family, Lynn and family, Cheryl and family, John Moore, Charlie and family, Rossiter family, Ruth Edwards, Katrina and family, Dwight, Tawana and family, Carlos and the Wells family, Micah and family, Angie and family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Desa Kendrick and family, Miss Brown and family, Vanessa and family, Leonard and family, Reggie and family, Angel and family, Joseph and family, Mr. Q family, the Peters family, Doretha and Jesse Verner, the Cody family, Essie May and family, Donna and family, Cheryl and family, Tony, Eric, Malachi, DeMarcus, Brian, and Pam and family, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we call upon the Spirit of healing. We ask that you heal everyone that we are praying for tonight. Father God, we ask that you pay a visit to our hospital, our nursing home, and on our battlefields, and heal them as well. and give us the strength that we need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And Heavenly Father, we want to thank you in advance for healing and everyone that we have prayed for today. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. Next, we will acknowledge birthdays for this week. This is for December 10th through December the 16th. And I have, on December the 12th, we have Brian, Candace, and Teresa. On the 13th, we have Napoleon. On the 16th, we have Carl. Are there any other birthdays?
On the 16th, who?
Carl, Werner.
Okay, my grandson's birthday is on the 11th, Micah.
Amen.
Wow, he's a year old? Okay. All righty. Hey, Daniel. You want to sing a happy birthday song for us today?
Amen.
What kind of listener do you have?
We can get through that.
I sure did. Okay. Okay.
This clear.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday and many, many more.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for
Hallelujah.
That.
Amen.
All right. Okay. Amen. Well, now we're ready to do our second half of the program. I'd like to start off with Hubert.
Hubert. I don't know what I announced or not, but I would like to give praise and thanks for the Lord dismissing my case. So I won my case.
Amen.
Thanks for all you all prayers.
Amen.
Amen.
When you have the Lord in your life, tell me what more do you need? When you have God in your life, tell me what more do you need? Went through the valley to pray, felt so good, I stayed all day. Because I have God in my life, and there's nothing more that I need. Stepped in the water, the water was cold. Chilled your body, but not my soul. Because I have God in my life, and there's nothing more that I need.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you for that, Hubert. Next, we will go with Adidas.
Yes, I'm going to say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. For amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Next we'll have Curly. Sister Shirley? I think she fell asleep. Let's go on to Auntie Carrie.
Okay, let me. I was trying to find it. Let me give me a second, okay? I was going to read Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standing in the way of sinner, not sitting in the seat of the scoffer. But in his delight is the law of the Lord, and in his law shall he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment of sinners, in the congregation of the righteous. But the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen.
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 Man. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Next we have Loretta. Would you like to go next?
Sure. I'm sharing a poem. The title of the poem is God's Blessing. Dear God, please bless our family and keep us well and strong. Guide all our many days as the time quickly passes on. Give us lots of strength going down life's long road to shoulders all our burdens and carry all our load. God, thank you for your blessing, for hearing all our prayers. Most of all, we thank you for always being there. By Gloria Kenny. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Loretta. Next we have Mom.
Okay, I'm going to attempt to sing a song.
Amen.
Hark the herald angels sing. Hark the angels sing. Glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth, mercy, my God, and let the reconciled joyful angels rise, joyful angels proclaim Christ is born. All clear, the angels sing. Glory to the newborn King, Christ by harvest heaven adore, Christ our everlasting Lord. Late in time, behold him come, offspring of a virgin womb, veiled in first the Godhead tree. Held in its carnation deep. Please, as man with men to dwell, Jesus, our Emmanuel. Hark to hear the angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Newport came. Amen.
Amen, Aretha. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that song, Mother. Last we have Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm coming from Matthew chapter 5, starting at verse 3. It said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemaker, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner evil against you falsely for my sake. It said, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you for that, T. Betty.
Amen.
Okay, I would like to just thank everyone for your prayers last week, and if you can say one more just to make sure that the results comes out good.
Amen.
Biopsy went well.
Amen.
So thank you for all your prayers.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm. That concludes our call. Does anyone else have anything else to say before we go into the closing prayer? Okay. Wait a minute. Does anybody have anything else they would like to share? Did I hear somebody? Did somebody say anything?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead with the closing prayer.
The listener would like to say whether or not the willing or non-willing, we all are in a need of prayer. Amen.
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 Amen. All righty. Let's go ahead with the closing prayer. As we close, Lord, we want to give you honor. Thank you for the time we had today. May you bless each person who took the time to gather here today, and let your hand of protection be on them throughout the rest of the week.
Bring this thing hopefully to a conclusion. Ms. Green has agreed to cooperate with the investigators. She'll be giving an interview before the end of the year.
Okay. Go ahead, man. May you bless each person who took the time to gather here today, and let your hand of protection be on them throughout the rest of the week. Let the work done here tonight come to fruition, and let it all be for your glory, God. Help us each to do our part in sharing your word. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellen family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. And God, we call upon Traveling Mercy this week. Just because of the month that it is, we know that there's people that are traveling, and we call it upon traveling mercy.
Amen.
God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House, bless America and other nations, and bless our prayer lives. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
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 God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosper, victorious week, and we love you. And have a good one, and good night.
Good night, love
good
you
night.
Guys.
Good
night.
Bye-bye. Go ahead, come here.
So late.